patients and families are Stoughton Hospital's number one priority. To provide trusted health information to our patients and community, we present Stoughton Hospital Health Talk with Melanie Cole.
The signs and symptoms of concussion can be subtle and may not be immediately apparent. The symptoms can last for days, weeks, or even longer. We're talking about concussion as the school year starts and the kids are involved in sports. What do we as parents need to know about the risk of concussion for our children? My guest is Dr. Christopher Harkin. He's a family medicine physician with the Stoughton Meritor Clinic. Welcome to the show, Dr. Harkin. Tell us a little bit about concussion and the risks for our children when they're playing these impact sports.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Melanie. The first thing I would like to tell you is that, thank goodness, we are now getting to the point where we're recognizing concussions earlier and doing a better job at treating them. What are we talking about concussion? Basically, a concussion is a traumatic brain injury. Yeah, that sounds pretty scary. But what we're talking about is, remember that the brain is inside the skull. The skull is a box. And when we have an injury to our head, the brain really has no place to go. And what can happen is you can damage your brain with a traumatic injury, which we can see in many different sports, such as football, hockey, soccer, basketball.
So the equipment that our children wear sometimes gives us a false sense of security. With concussion and with sports such as football and soccer, is the equipment up to par for you doctors in protecting our children, or is there more we need to know?
That's a very good question, Melanie. Let me tell you the answer to that. The equipment is actually quite good. The big important part is that the equipment is fitted correctly. Let's talk specifically about football and hockey. As we know, all our kids are growing. And so parents want to save some money and sometimes say, well, we'll buy equipment that they can wear for the next couple of years. Or if our kids are playing football in high school, you know, they're going to get equipment that the high school provides for them. The most important thing we as parents and I as a physician try to remind parents of, that the equipment fits correctly, because the best way to protect the child is to make sure that the equipment fits right and that we have good coaches to teach the kids how to wear the equipment right and how to use it correctly.
Well, I love that you brought up the coaches, because, again, as parents, we wonder if the coaches are adequately trained to recognize the signs and symptoms of concussion. So, Dr. Harkin, will you please tell parents some of the signs and symptoms, and also about the buddy system? Should we be involving other kids out on the field and having them keep an eye on each other so that if these things happen and nobody notices, they might notice?
That is a really great idea. The buddy system sounds great. But let's talk about signs and symptoms first. You know, everybody has a pretty general idea of what happens. You know, what you'll see is that a child will be involved in some type of collision, and they'll stay down longer than you would expect. The second thing you'll see is they'll kind of get up and they'll sort of stagger a little bit. But those are the things that are kind of the outward signs that we see from the sideline, But once we actually have somebody go out and evaluate the child, what are the things that we worry about? That momentary temporary loss of consciousness, that possible feeling of confusion, not knowing where they're at, feeling foggy, and just kind of saying, gee, you know, what happened? You know, maybe even a little bit of amnesia to what actually caused the event to happen, the traumatic event that happened. Any kind of dizziness, seeing stars. Of course, if the child starts to get nauseated or vomiting, we're worried about that. If they have slurred speech, that's something we're going to immediately be on to assess. And in general, when the child is assessed, if it just seems like they're delaying to any kind of simple questions you ask them, hey, what's your name? Where are you? Even though they might answer correctly, if there's some kind of a delay, bottom line is the signs can often be subtle, but also sometimes they can be pretty dramatic.
How do you treat a concussion? If we find out that our children have suffered one and they come to see you, what is the treatment, and then what is the aftercare for parents at home?
That's a great question, Molly. Let me answer that like this, and I'm going to say it in a way that everybody will understand. Remember that we're talking about an injury to the brain. And a way to look at it is like you sprained your brain. Okay, if your child goes out and sprains their ankle or sprains their knee, you're not going to let them go run on that ankle or their knee. And basically what you do when you have a concussion is you've sprained your brain. So what do you need to do? You basically have to let your brain rest. Now, this is extremely hard for kids and extremely hard for adults. What are things we have to do? We basically have to take some time off. Really, really important, lack of screen time. What do I mean by screen? I mean computer, TV, smartphone. Remember that when we're looking at a screen, our eyes can't see it, but that screen is flickering. Our brain can see that, but our eyes can't. And when we're looking at a screen after a concussion, that is going to make it so that we cannot, we won't recover from the concussion as fast. And so what do we have to do? It's basically giving the brain some time to rest. You asked earlier, you mentioned earlier, we don't, you know, how long will this take? We don't know. The other question is when do I go to see my doctor about this? I usually tell parents if you're concerned about your child. And what I mean about that is if they have an event like this and they don't seem like they're bouncing right back, yes, please go see your doctor. There are serious things that we do need to look at. And that is, remember, as I said, the brain is inside a box. If by chance we have enough of an injury that there's some type of bleeding in around the brain or in the brain, that can make the brain swell and actually cause significant damage. At that point, that's the person we need to get in and get a CAT scan on. But my feeling is it's always good to speak to your physician if your child's had some type of a concussion, because the hardest thing will be is to get that child to actually take the time off and not use their brain. So when you say, oh, you don't have to go to school, guess what they're going to do? They're going to sit around all day and play on their computer or watch TV. And that's exactly the wrong thing to do. We got to let the brain relax.
So rest is certainly the most appropriate way to allow your brain to recover from a concussion. And we may even have to keep our children out of school for a few days. But if you have any questions, you contact your physician to make sure. Now tell us about some testing that could give us a little indication of either concussion severeness or a reoccurring concussion, the impact test. What is that?
Well, again, this is one of these things where we are going to actually, you know, this is what your physician is going to do for you. And what they're going to do is they're going to do certain testing, certain questions that they're going to ask the child and see how they do. And then, again, when they come back and see them a second time, they'll do the same testing over again and see if there's an improvement in that. Now, in terms of the other, you know, again, I kind of earlier mentioned the idea of when do we scan somebody, when do we, you know, those really come on the assessment of the physician and the severity of the injury. And I feel it's really important that those tests are done on a pragmatic and careful way. One of the questions people often ask is there any medicine I can give my child? Obviously, pain medicine such as anti-inflammatories, such as Tylenol or ibuprofen will help with headaches. But it will not allow this injury to heal faster. There's no true medication I can give you that's going to make your concussion go away. It's just time.
What about return to play? I've heard the saying, when in doubt, sit it out. How soon do we let our children, if they've had one concussion, and a parent naturally would be afraid to let them even go back to that sport, when do we let them play again?
Again, that is such a great question, Melanie. Thank you so much. Here's my answer to that. Personally, I've had six of them myself. Did they let me go back to play too early? Yes. So this is, again, where I think it is really smartest to get a medical professional involved and do what we talked about, the impact test. Do the, you know, ask the questions that will appropriately tell you, is this child recovering from where it is? Again, I'm not going to hold a child out from a sport that they want to play, because I think it's really important to let these kids participate. But once this injury happens, it's my job and the parent's job to educate the child that this is a significant risk that we have to watch out for it again very closely. And again, with the idea that if this happens again, yeah, there is a cumulative effect, but we don't know how the cumulative effect will actually change for, it's individual is what I'm trying to get at. It's individual for each person who has this problem.
And Dr. Harkin, in just the last minute, and it's so important that we're talking about concussion, give your best advice for parents listening about their children in these impact sports and tell listeners why they should come to Stoughton Meritor Clinic for their family medicine care.
Well, it's so kind of you to ask. The most important thing here is that we're finally recognizing this. When I had my concussions as a boy, they kind of said, "How you doing? Oh, you look okay. Go back in." Well, I think a lot of times I shouldn't have gone back in. And what we and what I think we're doing in educating the coaches and the other people involved in taking who are helping our children participate in these sports is making them recognize these things early, and then having opportunities like this to talk to people and say, "This is a significant issue that really needs to be evaluated." Thank you so much for saying about my clinic. What we provide at our clinic is kind of full-service care from what we say cradle to grave. We take care of brand newborns all the way to the end of life situation. Why do we like? We are so happy here in Stoughton because we have a wonderful population of people who are smart, who are very caring and care about their families, and we just, you know, what you're going to find with myself and my partner, Dr. Partello, is two doctors who really care about you and who really want to make sure that everybody's in the best health and have the best opportunity to have an excellent life.
Thank you so much, Dr. Christopher Harkin. You're listening to Stoughton Hospital Health Talk. For more information, you can go to stoughtonhospital.com. That's stoughtonhospital.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.